Wilburite colleges plan to house 400 illegals sparks outrage from Chicago residents. By Warner Todd Houston on May 24, 2023. Officials of Chicago's Northwest Side Wilburite College faced a packed gym Tuesday as local residents jammed a meeting during which the school announced plans to house 400 illegal aliens after the city designated the school its newest official migrant shelter. Hundreds of local residents attended the meeting, many to express their opposition to the plan. Amazingly, residents were forced to show their IDs at the door to prove they lived in the area before being allowed into the school's gym where the meeting was held, according to Chicago's WLS-TV. Jesus Del Toro of the City of Chicago Office of New Americans was booed when he told the crowd that the new shelter designation for the school was in keeping with Chicago's welcoming tradition. This is another chapter in Chicago's long history of immigration. Whether it was the Italians, the Poles, whether it he said before being loudly booed. He was also booed after asserting, as chancellor, I am confident that this will go well. 38th Ward Alderman Nick Sposato celebrated the idea because it would move illegals out of the local police station where they are currently being housed. It's not right. It's not right to them, and it's not right to the police officers. So, right now, this is kind of a win-win. It's a win to get them off the floors of the police stations, and it's a win for the police officers to have them out of there, Sposato said. Sposato also scolded the incensed audience and told them, please folks, we're better than this. Please be respectful, NBC5 reported. But many residents were angered by their public spaces and tax dollars being handed over to illegals. It seems this whole thing was dumped on us, one resident said, according to WGN-TV. We pay taxes in this district and we should have been told what's going on and why. Another audience member was concerned that the illegals would put even more strain on the Chicago Police Department and during the meeting yelled out, you can even respond to 911 calls now. Later, during the question and answer segment, another man said, they don't belong here. They'll be bringing disease to the neighborhood. Indeed, some reports have revealed that illegals arriving in Chicago have brought the flu, COVID-19, pink eye, conjunctivitis, infections, and other ailments along with them. Yet another resident worried about the safety of her neighbors. They can just roam the neighborhood. We have seniors, children, disabled. Do all these people have background checks? She demanded to know. City Hall has been struggling to find spaces to house the wave of illegals who have come to Chicago after flooding the southern border thanks to Joe Biden's disastrous immigration policies. And many of these plans have met with resistance from residents. This month, a group of black residents took the city to court and sued to stop a plan to house hundreds of migrants in an abandoned Southside school. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.